This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Palestinians in Gaza voiced growing fear on Wednesday that Israel will soon launch a planned assault on the southern city of Rafah after truce talks in Cairo ended inconclusively. The talks in the Egyptian capital involving the United States, Israel, Egypt, and Qatar ended without a breakthrough. The Ukrainian military is saying it sank a Russian landing ship in the Black Sea, the AP's Karen Chamez reports.
Ukraine's military has said it has sunk a Russian landing ship in the Black Sea. Although the claim has not been confirmed by Russian forces, Ukraine's general staff said the Cesar Kunikov was hit using naval drones. It also said the ship sank near Alupka, a city on the southern edge of the Crimean Peninsula that Moscow annexed in 2014. The ship can carry 87 crew members. It's the second time in 2 weeks that Ukrainian forces have said they sank a Russian vessel in the Black Sea. I'm Karen Chamas.
NATO said Wednesday that Europe had increased its spending on defense and the United States needed allies, days after former U.S. President Donald Trump suggested that Washington might not protect countries that did not spend enough. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said defense spending has been ramped up to record levels since Russia launched its war against Ukraine.
Since the investment pledge was made in 2014, European allies and Canada have added more than $600 billion for defense. Last year, we saw an unprecedented rise of 11% across European allies and Canada.
For more stories, you can check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A political stalemate in Pakistan after an inconclusive election ended with Shehbaz Sharif chosen to lead the country again, while efforts were underway on Wednesday to get the second largest party to join the government to ensure stability. Sharif, who was prime minister for 16 months until August, was late on Tuesday named as the coalition candidate for next premier by his elder brother Nawaz, founder and supremo of the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, the largest party in parliament. Farmers in South Africa's red meat industry are excited to resume exporting beef and lamb to Saudi Arabia after a long hiatus. Kate Bartlett reports.
The beef from some of the more than 150,000 South African cows outside Johannesburg is destined for diners many miles away in Saudi Arabia. That's after South Africa did a deal with the kingdom, which this year became a new member of the BRICS Plus group of emerging economies, which already includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and presents itself as an alternative to the Western-led global order. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Thousands of U.S. Uber and Lyft drivers plan Valentine's Day strikes. That's today. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
People who rely on Uber or Lyft to catch a ride may have trouble doing so in some major U.S. cities today. Thousands of ride-hailing workers are picketing at some major U.S. airports in a drive for better pay and benefits. Uber and Lyft drivers plan day-long strikes in several major cities, including Chicago, Philadelphia, Miami, and Newark, New Jersey, with midday demonstrations at airports. Uber says it doesn't expect the strike to have much impact on its operations on Valentine's Day. Rachel Gumpert, a spokesperson for Justice for App Workers, says ride-hailing is a mobile sweatshop, with some workers putting in as much as 80 hours each week. Justice for App Workers is pushing for higher wages, access to healthcare, and an appeals process so companies can't deactivate workers without warning. I'm Donna Warder.
Spanish police arrested a group of suspected cocaine traffickers on a boat from South America in the middle of the Atlantic after one of them shot dead a fellow smuggler and took the rest hostage. That's what the Interior Ministry said Wednesday. The case occurred in November but was kept under judicial secrecy until an investigation was completed, it said. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com or follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.